to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. After a fiery day at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, we are back trying to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, at least this year it was interesting. The last few years it's like, oh, man, Davos, another boring...
Watching paint dry.
Yeah. Not this year.
No, not this year. Of course, as you know, the president went there amidst a lot of pushback from Greenland, which is a territory of Denmark, from the Kingdom of Denmark, from a lot of the European, if not all of the European nations, after the president said the U.S. will take over Greenland, either by buying it or by force. And so there was a lot of ill will before the president even spoke. And some world leaders were very critical of the president. One in particular even used a curse word against the president during a very public speech in an auditorium there, which is a word I will not repeat on the radio, but you can pretty much imagine. And there was, as I say, a lot of really, really upset people. And so the president did give the speech. He did talk about how the U.S. has to have Greenland, that it's a matter of national and, he said, global security. He again repeated his comments that leasing Greenland for military actions is not the same as owning it, because you don't defend something you lease as you would when you own, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of really bad feelings from the nations that were attending the Davos Forum. And so... in the middle of the speech, actually more toward three-quarters through, he said, we can take it by force, but I'm not going to do that. He said, I'm not going to take it by force. So there was a collective sigh of relief within the auditorium, but nonetheless still a lot of ill will and bad feelings toward President Trump and toward the U.S., which has caused a lot of international consternation and a lot of concerns here in the U.S. about America's standing globally. The president then made an announcement on social media late in the day, announcing what he called the framework of a future deal. And part of that includes the statement that he will not impose tariffs on all U.S. allies that oppose the U.S. takeover of Greenland. He had threatened those tariffs to kick in on February 1st. So maybe smoothing over some tensions, maybe not. But the president did say that if the in his speech that if the if Greenland and Denmark did not allow the U.S. to take it over, that the U.S. would remember that, which seemed kind of ominous.
Okay, now Denmark is a Scandinavian country across the strait from Sweden, and of course we know Norway is back there, and you know that's where the president would like people to. Come into the country from. So maybe
yeah,
it was a
right.
public
Why
relations.
Why don't we have any immigrants, he said, from Norway, for example.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, he's meeting with, I guess he met with Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday and is going to meet with the Russian people today. He says they're pretty close to a deal on ending the Ukraine war. What do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, the president actually has spoken with Zelensky so far. Davos is 6 hours ahead of Eastern time. So that meeting has taken place. The president seemed optimistic. He said there's just one more thing that needs to be agreed upon to stop the war in Ukraine. However, this has been said many times, and the president even expressed some concern in his speech yesterday about ending the war in Ukraine, saying, you know, Zelensky agrees to something and then Russia doesn't. Russia agrees to something and then Ukraine doesn't. And so it does seem to be a bit of a moving target. So we don't know for sure. Zelensky seemed encouraged, but now there have to be some talks with Russia.
You know, the Epstein files, as far as I know, very, very few of those files have been released. Where is the House Oversight Committee getting their information that leads them to believe that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are a part of this?
Yeah, well, the House Oversight Committee has passed out of the committee to agreements to hold former President Clinton and former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress because they refused to appear for depositions before the committee. And they in a joint letter to the committee, they said that this was basically a political stunt, per se, and that it was an attempt to basically circumvent their own responsibilities, and that the Clintons have been very open, and they have suggested that, look, you need to release all of the Epstein files. Everything you need is in those files, and calling us before the committee is just a redundancy and a political move. You haven't called on any other people who had, friendships with Epstein, the convicted sex offender. The Clintons have been very open about this. There have been a lot of pictures of Bill Clinton visiting the Epstein estate. He has said, release all of the files. I have nothing to hide. And so the subpoena has been roundly rejected by the Clintons. They also pointed out that it is the Republicans that need to follow the law, in particular this committee, because so far the administration, the Justice Department, has been ordered to release all of the Epstein files, and that was 30 days ago plus, and it has not done so, and that is in violation of the law.
Okay. It just seems kind of backwards to me that they would be calling people, the Clintons or anybody, before the files are released and we know what's in them.
That's kind of their argument right now. That's what the Clintons are saying. And they're saying, look, we know that Bill in particular did visit at the estate. He did fly on Epstein's private plane. And he has been very open about that. So he says, look, you've already got pictures of me in there. Just release the files and you can see everything.
Yeah, release the files. That's the answer. Now, if I understand correctly, he did offer to have them come to him and he would do a deposition, mm-hmm. which has
right.
been, extended to others in the past, but they're making
right.
an issue out of it because he's not responding and coming to them.
Well, he's saying, look, if you want to talk to me, come to me. If you want me to come to Capitol Hill, you're just basically doing what would amount to a media and a political stunt, and just treat me like everybody else.
What do we know about the budget? Are we going to have one by next Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be really tight. The House has passed, I believe, 8, the text of 4 more bills, which include the Department of Health and Human Services and the Defense Department. The text has been released. That would put them on track to vote on Friday, but the Senate is not going to vote on Friday because the Senate doesn't come back into town until next week. And when the House, when the Senate takes up those bills, makes any changes, they will have to go back to the House, and the House will be out of session next week. So this is going to be a very bit of a tight time frame and quite the nail biter.
Any talk about maybe a continuing resolution?
Oh, there's always a talk of a continuing resolution in Washington.
But, looks like we could fall off a cliff this time, though.
Yeah, it does, but it would be a partial government shutdown, not a full government shutdown, because some of the annual appropriations bills have been passed by both bodies. But nonetheless, just coming off of what amounted to a 5-week government shutdown over some of the very same issues, by the way, that are the bones of the contention this time, it's hard to see how anybody has a stomach for another government shutdown.
Okay, now as far as SNAP benefits and the health care subsidies, is that a discussion? Is a part of any of this? Because that's
yes.
affecting people.
Yes, it is, especially the SNAP benefits would be part of the Agriculture Department, but the Health and Human Services Division, that department, their appropriations bill is one of the ones that is up for discussion, and that includes health care and extension of those subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, which have already run out, and it does not appear that there's going to be any revisit of that issue. So that's kind of done. And that has left millions of Americans without the ability to afford health insurance.
In an election year.
In an election year, and it's a very bad thing because while the Republicans are in majority in both the House and the Senate, and we have a Republican president in the White House, the parties in power do tend to take the blame when things go wrong in the midterms. And a lot of Republican members of Congress are realizing that their constituents are very unhappy about this, and it puts them in a tight spot.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good day.